Hello, Kodiak, and welcome to the February 27th edition of Island Byways. I'm Pam Foreman. Lately, I've been spending lots of nights at the auditorium getting ready for the production of Romeo and Juliet, which opens on March 7th. It's been lovely to walk outdoors, look up, and see that beautiful moon. By next Tuesday, March 3rd, the moon will be full, and as a bonus, there will also be a total eclipse. On Monday night and early Tuesday morning, we get to witness a total lunar eclipse when the Earth is directly between the Sun and the Moon. The total eclipse begins at 11:44 p.m. on Monday when the Earth's shadow begins to cover the Moon. From about 1 a.m. to about 2 a.m. Tuesday morning, you'll see more and more of the red shadow covering the Moon, and then, during the total eclipse, the Moon becomes a magical reddish-orange color. That's because our atmosphere doesn't filter out the red color in sunlight as much as it does the other colors. Those reddish light rays bend around the Earth and reflect back off the Moon while it's in the Earth's shadow. So if you go out around midnight, you'll get to watch as the shadow advances across the Moon's surface. Then from about 2:04 a.m. to 3:02 a.m., the Moon is in total eclipse and will be red. For the next hour, you can watch as the Earth's shadow covers less and less of the Moon's surface. I know it's the middle of the night, but it's worth watching at least part of the eclipse. It's pretty cool to see. And this is the last total lunar eclipse until December of 2028. All the more reason to watch at least part of this one. Whether you choose to catch the beginning, or the middle when the Moon is completely red, or part of the end, it's all impressive to see. And that's it for Island Byways this week. Have fun and stay safe and warm out there. Thanks for listening.